Today we're going to talk about what is mindful meditation. I'll give a brief introductory talk, and then we're going to set the conditions for a meditation practice, which is essentially being aware of posture, body, and posture. So what is mindful meditation? It's not what we usually think of as meditation, which is some cosmic state of deep relaxation or bliss. It's actually paying attention to whatever is arising in our experience moment by moment, with an attitude of acceptance, with an attitude of curiosity, with an attitude of kindness to the self. So the way we start with mindful meditation is really about posture and the body. The first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of the body. And we can have a formal practice of meditation, which is usually sitting meditation, although not necessarily limited to sitting meditation. It can also be walking meditation or standing meditation. We can also learn informal awareness practices during the day, which I will talk about at a later time. But right now, today, we're going to talk about how to set the body position and to create the conditions for a good meditation. And one way to describe meditation is that once we set the conditions for the body and the mind, meditation essentially happens by itself. We don't need to put a whole lot of effort into it. We especially don't need to be very kind of strict and strong with ourselves to do it right. That's not meditation. So first I'd like you to just get in a comfortable but upright sitting position. We'll start with sitting meditation practice. There's two aspects to a good sitting meditation posture. One is stability, and we get that with a sense of feet on the floor. And the other is contact with the couch or a cushion on the floor. So you want to feel your feet touching the floor, and you want to feel the support of whatever you're sitting on, a cushion, a couch, a chair. You want to feel the sensations of the contact with the floor, with your feet, and with the couch and the chair under your body weight. You want to try to feel the specific sensations like hardness, pressure on the feet, contact with the chair, the cushion, underneath the legs, up around your butt, and especially you want to feel the pressure on your sit bones. Sitting on our sit bones also gives us kind of an upright position for the upper body. So there's two parts of a good meditation posture. One is stability, and the other is uprightness, which means a straight back. So we want to be sitting from the waist up with a straight back. You want to feel your posture being dignified, upright, alert, but also relaxed. We don't want to be too rigid and tight about sitting perfectly. We want to be relaxed. Meditation is a lot about relaxing. So right now, just pause for a moment and really feel both the stability of the posture and your feet and the support of the couch, the chair, the cushion under your butt, on your sit bones, and feel your upper body being upright. One useful way to make sure the whole spine is fairly straight is to tuck your chin in just slightly so that you can feel the stretch in the back of your neck, which points the head, the top of the head, straight up. Eyes should be lowered or closed. And the overall position should be, again, alert but relaxed. So we spend a few minutes in the beginning of a sitting meditation paying attention to body and posture and the specific sensations that we can feel with posture, with the body. With your upper body, you also want to feel your shoulders. You want to get a sense of being aware of what are the sensations that I can feel right now in the shoulders. Shoulders are an area where we commonly hold lots of tension. It might be useful to raise your shoulders up with a little bit of tension right now and just let them drop and relax. That's it. Just relax. Now feel the arms all the way down to the hands. And feel the sensations of your hands resting comfortably in your lap. You might be able to feel the texture of your clothes or the feel of the skin on skin or even the temperature of the room. Now we have a stable, upright, sitting position with eyes lowered or closed, sitting upright in a dignified and yet comfortable posture. The next step in setting the conditions for meditation is to bring our attention, our awareness, much more specifically into feeling the sensations, the physical sensations of our breathing. And it's often useful in the beginning to allow yourself to take two or three nice deep breaths and really feel the sensations of the belly, the chest, the air coming in through the nostrils. That's it. Notice where your attention goes primarily when you begin to pay attention to the sensations of the breath. You might be noticing the movement of the belly. The belly moves out as we inhale. You can feel the movement. You might notice the movement of the chest rising as we inhale. You might notice the air coming into the body through the nose. You can feel the tingling or the coolness of the air as we inhale. And then noticing the belly moving back in, contracting as we exhale. Noticing the chest settling back down as we exhale. And noticing the temperature of the breath, the warmth of the breath as we exhale and the breath leaves the body. Noticing the temperature, the warm temperature as the breath leaves through the nostrils or the mouth. Paying attention to the body and the breathing, the first stages or steps in a true meditation practice. Not too rigid and not too loose. We want to establish a middle way, a balance. Focusing attention on the breath is our home base with our awareness and attention. by focusing attention on the breath as best we can. It allows the mind and the body to settle eventually. This may be a little challenging in the beginning because what we usually notice is how busy and jumpy and spinning and sometimes crazy the mind is, especially when we try to sit still. Simply keep bringing your attention back as best you can, back to the sensations, the rhythm, the movement, the expanding of the chest and stomach on the inhale, the contracting on the exhale, to continue to bring attention back. And in this way, we begin to relax the body little by little. And as we relax the body and pay attention to the breath and the sensations of the body, the mind begins to settle. Thoughts become less important, more cloud-like. As we become more aware, more consistently, of the sensations of our breathing, we'll sit just for a minute in silence and then end with the sound of the bell.